I was told about this by a mutual friend of mine who knew the artist Brian Maguire, who was working there. So she connected the two of us, and I then spent quite some time researching what was happening in Juarez and was appalled by the level of murders going on and also by the levels of violence within those murders. I've worked in many dangerous places around the world, and I've never come across such levels of perversity and extremes of violence against women.
This has happened now for 20 years. You don't read about it in the papers. You don't hear about it in the media. Why not?
Hard to know, really. It's been kind of, I suppose, covered up by the Mexican government as much as possible. People have been silenced. People have been threatened. The corruption goes right up to the top of Mexican society, and unfortunately they've tried as much as possible to suppress the voices of those who are the victims and families of the victims.
What is it about Juarez that causes this situation? Is there something unique to this city in Mexico that causes this this murderous rampage?
Drugs is I suppose the main reason. In 2009, 2010, there was an out-and-out war between five drug cartels, and the Mexican government brought in 13,000 army to try and control the situation, which made everything much worse. The army were paid off by the cartels. The murder rate spiraled. There were 3,200 murders in Juarez in 2010. 472 women were murdered in that year. So as a result of the escalating drug violence, the murder rates obviously escalated also.
Some 1,400 Mexican factory girls in Juarez have been abducted and murdered. Why the factory girls? Tell us more about the factory girls of Juarez, who they are, and why they are the targets of this violence.
Yeah, well, they all have the, I mean, it's based around poverty and vulnerability. They are nearly all attractive. They are nearly all teenagers, nearly all factory workers, as you say, and all from poor areas. The reason being that they're easy to pick on. A lot of the factories as well are situated in quite remote areas, and many of the kidnappings take place on their way home from these places. So it's basically finding and rooting out the most vulnerable people in society who are easy pickings.
Are these women forced into prostitution or other lines of work before they're murdered?
Some are, but a lot of them are literally just used and abused for days, weeks, months, and then just disposed of. That's the way it works.
Did you feel any danger in doing this? Did the Mexican authorities or anyone else in Mexico, did you feel threatened at all?
We did, I suppose. We were probably quite lucky to escape. We had, well, two close calls. One was a high-speed car chase, which the guys were armed who were chasing us, so we probably would have been not in a very healthy state if they'd caught us. Thankfully, the car we had was more powerful than theirs, so we eventually got away.
Tell us the story of Brian Maguire. He's an artist, and he is trying to return these women to their families. Obviously, he can't do so physically, but through painting their portraits.
Well, his mission, in a sense, is to celebrate their lives. And that's the most important thing that a portrait can do in this case. And it's to acknowledge them as meaningful human beings, because what the government and police and whoever else try to do is to dispose of these names and these bodies. So Brian is, I suppose, giving them a greater identity and celebrating their lives and the more positive times.
You can't bring these women back, obviously. So what do you want people to do after they see this movie? Prevent future Juarezes?
Well, what we're trying to do is to create international pressure by virtue of the film and other actions we're taking. We have quite a lot of celebrity support now. We have Bono, who's publicly endorsed our film and our human rights campaign, and the actor Javier Bardem. So Bono tends to hold a little bit of weight internationally in those kind of situations. So what we're planning next is to do an international tour of the mothers, of the victims, and through that tour to try and bring wider attention. We're also looking at taking a legal case against the Mexican government, so that to try and implore them to investigate the 98% of all of the murder cases that haven't been investigated.